What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and we are back for another episode of season three without motorsports talk about, but like kind of. But I
What
don't think
kind
either
of?
of us really paid that much attention to the 24 hours.
No. No, I was busy all day yesterday and like half the day today that I just couldn't. But Caitlin from FanAmp did FaceTime me last night. So I got to watch like a little bit of it, which was really cool. And like, I don't know, I think it'd be a really cool experience to like go to an IMSA race. I don't necessarily think I could handle a 24-hour race because I'm just not that kind of person. But like a 6 hour, sign me up for a 6 hour race. I'll do that, you know?
And I think I'm the opposite. I think there's less pressure to watch the most amount that you can when it's a 24-hour race. I think for a 6 hour, you're expected to watch for 6 hours, and that I could not do.
Interesting. Okay, I get you.
But for 24 hours, I would do like four when it starts and four when it ends.
So you just wouldn't watch the middle at all.
No, I mean people sleep, so
Yeah,
that's like
that's
not
true.
totally crazy. Teams like. Team personnel will nap.
Well,
They
they have
literally
to. The
they have
drivers
like
take turns napping.
everyone naps, so like I feel like that would I feel like for 6 hours I would feel like I had to watch 6 hours all the way through, but that just does not seem realistic, you
I
know?
get you. I get you.
But yeah, it did look like fun. A lot of people we know were there. I think it would have been really fun if we were there, but I think it's hard to commit to watching a 24-hour race when it's like just on TV, you know?
I admire the people who just like sit down and watch what they can, but like I got things going on. Like I can't, I see. So if I, you know what, if I could, and like I obviously, if we were at Daytona, like we'd be there for the race, but like we're at home. Like we can't just put our lives on pause because there's a 24-hour race going on. I'm just gonna watch like snippets here and there.
I feel that.
But congratulations to Porsche Penske for winning their class. They won. I don't remember even know what class. I just know there's four classes. Like there's four races going on essentially.
Can we find out?
We can, because I was also looking at it. They won. Oh, goodness, here we GTP. They won the GTP class. And then Meyer-Schenck Racing got second. And I was looking at the team. It's Scott Dixon, Tom Blomqvist, Colin Braun, and Fro, like Frozen Quest. I was like, those are all IndyCar drivers. Like, did they just decide on their free time, they're just like, hey, let's put this. You what?
Emma, it's Felix Rosenquist, not
What?
Frozen Quest.
No, I said Fro, and then I said Rosenquist.
Oh,
Like
I
Fro.
swear you said Frozen Quest. I was like,
Oh
that doesn't
no. Fro,
sound
because
right.
I would have said it really fast. You know what? In the editing, if it sounds like I said Frozen Quest,
I'll
Fro,
remove
but I
it.
know it's Felix Rosenquist.
It's
It
like.
was four, yeah, just four IndyCar drivers in it, and I kind of love that. Like, just imagine like waiting for your like full-time season to start, and you're like, hey, do you want to go race IMSA? Could be fun.
Porsche Penske also came in third in that class. That's very interesting.
Good for them.
What is our favorite guy's name? James Hinchcliffe. Where did he finish? His
He
team.
had a his
He
car,
crashed.
yeah. His car had a pretty bad, nasty crash. It wasn't his fault. It was because of one of the Cadillacs, but his car was affected, and so was Pietro's, Pratt Miller, their car, which makes me sad.
Okay, anyways. I have one note. That's a pretty I actually have, well, I have two. One's really important, one can be saved to the end. My really important note is the FIA news that came out this week. So this statement from the FIA is talking about drivers facing points deductions for, quote, causing moral injury or loss to the FIA. So essentially for criticizing the FIA. This is not totally uncommon in sports. If you criticize a referee in hockey, in NFL, I know Mixon just got fine last week. Like it's every sport, basketball, you can't criticize referees, people that work for the league. You do get fined for these sort of things. So this is not totally out of left field. And I don't think it's totally wrong either, because you can't outwardly have all of the drivers talking about how much they hate their governing body, even though that's what it seemed to have been like the past couple of years. But points deductions will be on a basis for the offenses. And I think where the issue with this mainly is that it's a point deduction. It could lead to a suspension, could be up to a 1 month suspension, that could be up to three races pretty much. And a really hefty fine. So the first offense is 40,000 euros. A second offense is 80,000 euros plus a suspended 1 month suspension. Third offense is 120,000 euros plus an actual 1 month suspension and a deduction of an unspecified amount of championship points. Now, where I'm finding the issue to be, because I don't actually think that, yeah, okay, so yes, the FIA, they don't like that they're being criticized, and instead of actually changing the things that they're being criticized for, they're penalizing the drivers. Okay, that's an issue. But I don't think that it's a totally backwards concept to put in place to stop your athletes from criticizing your governing body. But the other issue is that earlier last year, if you all remember, there was that statement. Sorry. There was that statement that came out from the Drivers Association, which stated that they actually don't know where their fine money is going. And so instead of the FIA clarifying for these drivers and for the public, because there's pressure on them now, where funds are going for like that are taken for certain offenses, they're just upping the ante and upping the consequences for the drivers and still not telling them where those dollars are going.
Yeah, you make good points. Like, you're definitely right about the part, or you're right about everything, but like, you're right that like having these type of penalties in place is not uncommon across the board, like with sports. Like, we see that, and we haven't really seen it much in Formula One until like this last year. So, like, I understand FIA wanting to be like, okay, we need to do something about this, but like, I feel like it's so harsh, like, way too harsh.
And there needs to be give and take. So if the drivers are saying they're unhappy with the governing body for XYZ, help find common ground with your drivers association instead of just making your consequences worse for them. Because I'm sure there's still no clarification on where the money's going. And here's the other thing. What I think that they were trying to do with the suspension and championship points is because every time there's a fine, like last year when Max was getting fined, we were all laughing because we're like, well, that doesn't even really make a dent in Max's wallet. So you do technically have to have a consequence that means more than just dollars because these guys are so rich. But again, it doesn't make sense if they're not finding common ground. There needs to be a meeting. Like there, in any sports association, there's like an AGM. Maybe it isn't even annually. Maybe it's every 4 years or whatever, where you meet with your drivers association and the governing body and you come to a collective agreement. And to my knowledge, the Formula One doesn't have a collective agreement with their drivers. So the FIA can just put forth these rules. And like, of course, the drivers aren't going to approve these rules, but they're not working together at all. It really does seem like this really seemed like a response for that drivers association post, and that now they're going back and forth and playing tit for tat.
Well, do you think the Drivers
So,
Association is going to like retaliate? It's not the right word, but like, do you think that
I think it
one thing
warrants
that
a
comes to
response.
mind is like, yeah, there has to be some sort of response. Like, they're not going to go on strike, obviously. Like, this is their career and their jobs. But you know, in any other workplace, like, that is what we see. You have your Drivers Association, similar to like, say, a union. They don't like what's happening. They're going to go on strike. They're going to like fight whatever is put in place. So the drivers are going to. They have to do something in response.
Yeah, I think there will be a
What if
response
they
from the
just,
Drivers Association.
they, I could, you know what? This is just coming to mind now, what I could see. Like, what if they just stop doing media? Like, they do get fines for media, but they don't, it's just like dollar amounts. It's not like they get wristbands or they get points taken off, like the FIA is threatening. So them being like, okay, well, you don't want us to say XYZ, like we're just not gonna say anything. Like, I
Yeah,
could see that.
which is kind of what Max did last year with this whole swearing thing. But that's where I'm like, this just wasn't the proper response, in my opinion, from the FIA. You have drivers that are outwardly defying you. Happened with Lewis and the jewelry, happened with Seb and the underwear, happened with Max and the media. And they don't actually like address these concerns that the drivers have in a constructive way. They're throwing consequences at them. Well, I'm sorry, but to make a series, a sporting league, whatever it might be, work, you need to work together. It's not FIA versus Drivers Association. It should never be like that because as of right now, that's what it feels like. And the public hates the FIA, and the FIA obviously doesn't know what to do now. So they're putting out these consequences for things. But we shouldn't be in that scenario. They should be working together to make this sport the best thing it can be. And it just doesn't feel like that. So, yeah, I don't know. Lost
I
for
don't know.
words, kind of.
It's did you like study this in school? Like you're very I guess you just watch a lot of sports also. Like
Watch a
you
lot of
know.
sports. I'm pretty informed about sports and how agreements work, and it's mostly NHL. I stay very, very, very up to date with the NHL.
Speaking of NHL, I was working today,
Yeah.
and I dropped some clients off at a hotel, and I'm pretty sure not even not that I'm pretty sure. I know it was a hockey team that was like being dropped off at the exact same time because there was like
Yeah.
a line of fans waiting outside the door. And
Yeah.
I was told like you can't park here. And I was like, actually, no, I can't. Like I also work here. Like,
Yeah, they're probably leaving to the arena because the game's at 5:30 today. So yeah, that totally makes sense.
do you know who they're playing? Is it Calgary?
No, I don't. I think it might be.
Because I feel like it was Calgary.
Yeah, it might be. Let me see. Yeah, it is Calgary.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, so like I do stay informed with that, and I know that the NHL has gone on strike a couple times in their history, sometimes for a full season, sometimes for part of a season, when the governing body and the Players Association can't come together in an agreement. And that's totally normal. Like you said, a normal workplace union strike, that's the same deal. Doesn't mean like just because their profession is professional athlete doesn't really make that all that different. Like you're still fighting for your rights as a worker for the series.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So, and I'm not like super, by all means, I'm not like super informed on like the details specifically with the FIA, but like I just know that it's not totally uncommon for something like this, like for consequences to go against your governing body, but it's not common for your association to not work with one another. So, you know.
I keep seeing jokes, about how Max is gonna just use this as like a parental leave and like just drop a bunch of swears on media and then just screw off for a month.
I forgot they're pregnant until you said that.
Really? It's not that I forgot they were pregnant, but Kelly, one of her reels showed up on my Instagram today and like it said like Max Verstappen liked it. And I was like, all right, like they're together. Like I forgot. Like, you know. Okay, but speaking of social media, Carlos, do you that I died at what he posted to was it today? I don't even know.
Yeah.
It was that skiing video, like when the slopes open at 8 a.m. and then it just panned to Carlos ready to hit
Yeah.
the freaking slopes at 6 a.m. I didn't know it was Carlos at first. I just thought it was like another regular content creator, but knowing it was Carlos made me laugh so hard.
I know, and I'm like, and he's done a couple things on his social media recently that I'm like, I wonder if Ferrari was just so buttoned up that he wasn't able to like post what he wanted to.
Maybe. That's like maybe. I don't
Williams is way more creative in their social
know.
media strategy, so I don't know.
Anyway, I loved it. It was good.
Yeah.
This photo, hang on. Right before we recorded, I was scrolling through Instagram, as I do, and Carlos Sainz posted this lovely little photo dump with this photo.
Oh, yeah.
Like he looks good there.
Yeah. Oh, he's back. He's at Williams, and Emma's all of a sudden changed her tune on Carlos Sainz.
I didn't like him at Ferrari. I'm allowed to like him at Williams. Like, he looks so good there. Just a girl.
Did I turn my phone on Do Not Disturb? It is on Do Not Disturb. That was my one note that was important. My other note that is sad is that, but I said it not too long ago, is that there are news. Remember a few weeks ago when we were talking about the Golden Globes, and I was like, oh, you know what sucks is that this year at the Grammys there's going to be the In Memoriam, and it's going to have Liam Payne, and I was like, I wonder if they'll all be there. Well,
The Brits.
there's yes, at the BET Awards, there is now being reported that he is set to be honored at the BET Awards, and rumors of a potential One Direction reunion for the first time in 10 years will occur. Rumors that.
I'll need to take the day off work if that's the case.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
I will not be okay.
Yeah.
I've actually been listening to a lot of like One Direction and 5 Seconds of Summer within this last week.
I saw you
Just
posted a five-saw song the other day.
yeah, because I don't know why. I just like feel like I just it's nostalgic and I love it.
Yeah, you
But
revert back. Yeah.
do you remember when I feel like it was last season. It had to be last season. We went through the F1 grid and said like who would be like which part of the band. We need to do that with the rookies.
Yeah.
But I feel like we need to
But
wait until
I feel like, yes,
we need to
yeah.
wait until we like see these rookies. 'Cause like I don't know anything about Franco except that he's dating like a 40-year-old woman.
Well, Franco's not on the grid next year.
Oh my God, he's not. Sorry, I just keep seeing him working with Alpine, and like I totally forgot he was on the grid. I'm pretty sure, you know what? He will be. I'm calling it right now. He's gonna replace Jack.
Well, I mean, you're not like totally out of left field on that take, because that's kind of what's being reported, that Jack has six races. So that's sad.
I don't get it. Like I don't know. Like is like Alpine's not Red Bull. Like they don't like why are they threatening to remove their driver who hasn't even done anything yet?
I mean, they removed Esteban too at the last race of the year, so I feel like Alpine's getting more cutthroat. They removed team principal and someone else this past season too,
No, you're
mid-season.
right.
So maybe they are. Maybe that's their new philosophy. But
I
yeah,
want to
I mean,
be.
traces. I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, there's these a photo dump posted of Franco just like at the headquarters or whatever. And I was like, I've s seen barely anything about Jack.
Okay, wait, can we go back to Franco for a sec? Because
We're
so there are these rumors that he's dating this 40-year-old woman with two children. I don't know anything about this rumor, but I think maybe we can share that we had an inquiry from within who thought that we would know.
Literally, it was. I don't think we can say who. We probably shouldn't say who, but
No.
it was a we could say he was a driver. Can
He's
we
an
say
IndyCar
that?
driver.
He's an IndyCar
Yeah.
driver. He reached out to us and like asked, what's the deal with Franco? Like,
Like, we knew.
he's like, if anyone would know, it'd be you guys. And I was like, dude, I actually have no idea. Like,
Yeah.
I'm
He
sorry.
wanted to know the T.
But it made me laugh that we are this driver's source for like
Yes.
this type of gossip. I
Yes.
love that. I love that. That makes me happy.
I thought it was very funny.
That's fitting for track talk.
Yeah. But I don't know anything about that, really. I know there's been rumors. I don't know the woman. I don't know if there's proof. I don't know if there's photos. I don't know a thing about that. So if you're more informed on Franco's romantic escapades, please inform us
Yeah, we don't
that we
know.
can inform said IndyCar driver.
And the audience and our
And
listeners, because we
right.
don't know. I don't know anything about Franco or like the Wags or yeah, I don't know anything. But
I feel like when I first started watching Formula One, I knew everything about like who was dating who and how long they were together, and like I used to stay up to date with like what they were doing and their fashion and stuff. And honestly, I have not looked at a WEG page in probably 2 years. Like since that first class of WEGs that I all knew all got the boot.
No, that's fair. I get it. I'm on the same page. Yeah, I feel like Lily's the only one. Oh no, I guess Carmen. Carmen and Lily are like the only two that are still staying strong. Also, I did find out, I think we were talking about it last week, about Alex's style, and we're like, she, it's like we thought that maybe it was her. Like she just like it's her fashion sense. Like we know that Carmen has a stylist and like she's signed, blah blah blah. Alex does have a stylist.
Alex Almon has a stylist.
No, not Alex Albon, like Alexandra, sorry.
Oh, Alexandra. Okay.
So she is like Carmen, but Carmen's stylist is probably someone from Tommy Hilfiger.
Probably, yeah.
Anyway,
Well, good for her.
I want a stylist. I'm in a Gumbo Bros sweatshirt.
I was gonna ask what that says.
Gumbo is when I went to Nashville the second time. We stopped at Gumbo Bros. The best gumbo. It was so good. And so we all got sweatshirts.
Oh, cute.
That's it.
Cute. I feel like that's kind of a good segue to say that we are headed south once again this week.
Yes, we are.
This can be an official, unofficial announcement, but we will be traveling to Charlotte, North Carolina this week to attend Ford Performance's 2025 season launch. We're really excited. We're
We're
really
so
nervous.
excited. So we're like, we're so, first of all, thank you to Ford for inviting us and wanting us to be out there and check out everything that's going on for this season. But this is so di this is different for us. This
This
isn't
is different.
us traveling for a race. This is Ford Performance is launching or like releasing everything that's going on for this next year and months to come. And we get to be in on it, and we get to like learn. And I'm excited because like, yes, this isn't like our typical like work, quote unquote work trip, but this is something new for us to step into, and I'm so excited to just like embrace it all and learn a lot. I'm pumped. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think like you said, normally on a race weekend we kind of know like what we've got going into it, and I think for this like there is a lot of unknown. I know that there are certain events and certain opportunities that we're going to get to have and certain people will get to talk to, but it's definitely like less of a structured thing than like having a, qualifying and then a race and then, stuff like that to attend. So, but we are really pumped. I think it's super cool. It's for us, like, I think this makes up for there being no car launch this year, car launches that we could attend this year. This is pretty much a car launch in itself. So, there's going to be certain like Ford Performance drivers there that we're going to get to speak to. We're going to have an episode coming out next week with some special guests. We're going to have content throughout the, well, we're there for about 48 hours like doing stuff. And I think it'll be a lot in a short amount of time. So,
It always
stay
is.
tuned. Yeah. Also, last week we teased that we'd be seeing Boston, and that's because she is coming along with us. So she will be accompanying us and doing the Boston things like being our friend, but also taking photos and videos and behind the scenes stuff. So
I
we're
just,
really pumped.
I love how it just works out. So right now Boston's based in Charlotte. So that's like a huge reason why she's able to come with us. But isn't it like, it's just, it's funny because in the first time she accompanied us on like a work trip, it was because she was based literally 30 minutes away from like Palm Springs where we were going. And so like, you know what? I love that. We'll just
I
plan our work
know.
trips around wherever Boston is. That's
Wherever
just
she's
kind of
living
how,
at the time.
that's just where, how it has to go.
I know. I did say like when this originally like came to fruition, I did say like if I had a nickel for every time that we got to bring Boston to an event that was in the same area as where she was living, I would have two nickels, which is not a lot, but it's weird that it's happened twice because also it's opposite coasts. So yeah.
She
We're
is strong.
pumped.
I'm
Yeah,
so
she, yeah.
excited. I'm
Yeah, and
excited.
we get to see some of our friends too. I'll let them announce if they want to, but we just know that we get to see some of our motorsport friends too. So that's always exciting for us. And there's always crossovers when that happens. So big love to Ford, and we're really pumped for this week.
No, I'm pumped. I'm excited to step into something new. Like, as much as I love IndyCar and Formula One, this is like a fun little This is, oh, right. Yes, go away, sorry. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, this is something new we can experience and like dive into. So I'm pumped.
Well, but I think, and I don't know for certain. Well, I mean, I think it's public knowledge that Red Bull will be taking a Ford engine in 2026. So, weirdly enough, like this isn't new for us. Like we do get to, I think that's why we're there, because we have had an eye on Formula One for the past few years, and like when Ford is making their transition over to Formula One, like we get to know like what those plans look like. So yes, it's like a different type of event, but like I think that the reason we're there is because we do understand the world of Formula One. So yeah.
So catch Track Talk in Charlotte next week. This week, I guess, by the time the
This
episode comes
week.
out.
This week. Yep.
Yep.
Very exciting.
I love that. I'm fun. Also, stepping away from Formula One for a second, IndyCar has released their second commercial. Not Pato O'Ward, but Alex Palou. And it's so good. There's a part that says like he lives rent-free in 32 driver's heads. And I'm like, yep, accurate. 100%. Like
Literally
it's
rent
so
free.
good.
Yeah. This makes sense. He is a three-time IndyCar champion, and he is hunting this year for his first Indy 500. So this makes sense as another, franchise style driver, the likes of, Joseph, and we'll see who's next. I think there still is a Pato one, but
It was confirmed that there is a Pato one, so it's just a matter of like when that comes out. I still think it's going to be Super Bowl, and I wonder if there's any other drivers. Like, I'm trying to think. It makes sense to have Scott Dixon, I feel
Scott
like.
Dixon. That was the other one that makes sense to me. Yeah.
I could see that, or Will Power.
Yes, I also thought willpower. Yeah. But here's the thing. So
What if it's
they
every
do
driver?
need to. No. I don't think that would be good. But they do need to have a mix of the old guns and like the new kids on the block, if that makes sense. So like Pato's not new to IndyCar, and neither is Alex Palou, but they're both younger, and you can keep, you can have the Scott Dixons and the Will Powers of IndyCar, but really the old fans know that those guys are already like big names in IndyCar, and if you're trying to like bring in a younger audience, you do need to incorporate your young guns too, which are Pato and maybe David.
I
I
was
don't
gonna
know.
say, like, plot twist, there's a David Malukas commercial. Like,
That's not like totally crazy to
no,
me,
it
like
wouldn't be.
sense. Just like based on the reactions that like we see at races with younger drivers, like it's Pato number one, obviously it's Pato. But David's
David's
up
creeping up
there.
there.
He's definitely getting up
I was
there.
thinking about that the other day. Like, we always compare Pato to Charles, like the it boy of IndyCar. But like, David Malukas, he's on a mission, I think, to be that it boy of any car, and he could do it. He could do it.
Yeah, I agree. If he keeps, consistently performing well and he's likable on social media and whatnot, then I think that there's no reason that he can't be. He needs to win a race.
He does need to win a
That needs to
race.
happen.
Sorry, David.
But other than that, I think, yeah, absolutely. Also, I had a thought. Oh, I don't think it's crazy to assume that there could also be maybe nearer to the 500, like a Kyle Larson commercial. I don't think it's been announced yet that he's running the 500 again, but it was pretty hinted at
Nope, it's
last year
announced.
that he would. It's confirmed.
I am 95% sure it's confirmed. Hang
If
on,
I look at her
Kyle.
long enough, then she goes, "I think."
See, it's just when you don't say anything, it's just that's when I start to question myself. Kyle Larson, Indy 500, 2025. I'm like 95% sure it's confirmed. Kyle Larson will race in the 2025 Indianapolis for Arrow McLaren. He is
Awesome.
also going to attempt to race in the Coca-Cola 600 the same day, making his second attempt at the double.
That's a
I was
double.
right. So now I am
Okay.
100% sure Kyle Larson is racing in the 500.
So that makes sense to me too, because already he's got the NASCAR audience. NASCAR is with Fox, and now IndyCar is with Fox too. This makes sense. And also, like, we got to witness firsthand last year the Kyle Larson effect with IndyCar and how many fans he single-handedly brought to watch the 500. So, yeah.
No, that's right. I could see a Kyle Larson commercial.
Totally,
That would be
totally.
smart. That would, yeah, now that you mentioned it, that would be smart of Fox to like bring over those NASCAR fans, be like, hey, you know this driver that you love? Well, he'll actually be participating in the fastest racing on Earth. So
Yeah.
I could see it.
I'm actually pumped. I think I'm gonna stay pretty informed about NASCAR this season.
Okay.
I'm looking at a challenge because I love Formula One, but it's not a challenge for me anymore. And IndyCar is still sometimes a challenge for me to understand, but I'm mostly there.
Formula E, we
And
get.
Formula E also sometimes a challenge, but there isn't as much racing, so like I don't get to do it all the time. But NASCAR will be a total challenge for me to understand. So I'm pumped because also, like, I don't know what's up with my algorithm right now, but I'm seeing some like more NASCAR drivers videos coming up. And I'm like, wait, these guys are actually like hilarious. And I think that it's fitting to be the next one.
I get that. I mean, do you have time to watch another sport?
Well,
No,
when
you.
does it start? That's a great question. Depends how far into the playoffs my hockey team goes.
Fair, okay.
Football ends next weekend.
Does
Hockey
it?
goes it yes, next weekend is then sorry. What is the date? The Super Bowl is on the 9th.
Oh, like 2 weeks.
So 2 weeks. We're
Hockey.
recording before the well, I mean the Commanders and Eagles are playing right now, but I'm waiting for later for the Bills Chiefs game, and I just want to say that I will have a problem, a big problem, if the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl once again. So go Bills, Bills Mafia. I love Josh Allen. I really hope they make it, and I'll be insufferable for a week if they do, 2 weeks if they do.
Okay. You can be insufferable. I love that you love other sports.
I
You like
love.
you make me want to watch other sports. I don't, but I know that I can always turn to you if something shows up on my feed and I have a question or I think
Indeed.
someone's hot.
Yes, you sent me something fairly recently, did you not?
Matt something. What was he's a
Oh, Matt
hockey
Barfield.
player.
Yeah. What was my response to you?
Hands off, he's mine. Listen, I've never seen this man on my feed before. He just showed up and I was like, okay, I could get into hockey. Hockey, it was
I have
hockey, right?
something really embarrassing to admit about Matt Barzal. So I also, like, as a Canadian, the World Juniors around the time of Christmas is like, that's your Christmas. There's Christmas and then there's World Juniors. So you have two Christmases in a week. It's like the best time of the year. And Matt Barzal must have played in the World Juniors for Team Canada in like 2015, 2016, if I remember correctly. And I literally, for like 2 years, he was my phone background. Because I just loved him so much.
I had
So.
no idea. Okay, I respect the hands off. I get it. But at least
Thank
you knew
you.
that. Like, I get it. I get it.
Like, honestly, last week we were, when I asked you, like, I asked you a question about choosing between like Lance and Lando. Was that what I, or Lance and Tom
Tom
Holland?
Holland, which I can't.
I know. And in that moment, you hear me go, that's like asking me, and then I stop. But the one driver in the not driver, the one person in my mind was Matt Barzal. I'm like, but who do I love more than Matt Barzal? Like that was literally what was going through my mind. And I
Would
knew
you
he.
choose him over Charles Leclerc?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
I love
What
Matt
about
Barzal.
that hot tennis player? Do you know who I'm talking about? The one that
Tommy
I
Paul.
like. No, the one that
Oh.
I like.
Matteo Berrettini?
Yeah. I
Which
think.
Matteo, the Italian one?
Yeah. But you is that the no, you like Tommy Paul.
I like Tommy Paul.
Would you choose Tommy over Charles?
No, I don't think so.
You choose Charles over Tommy.
I don't know, that's really hard. Brittany, who watches who, Brit Brit who is at our live show in Nashville, has been talking tennis with me for 3 weeks, and she knows that that question, she's gonna listen to this, it's going to break my brain. So Brit, if you're listening, I'm having a hard time with this one.
Interesting. I wish I
Oh,
felt that
Charles.
way about other like athletes and sports, but it's quite literally just like F1 and IndyCar.
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried with you a little bit with tennis, and
You know
I
what?
think.
I think you should try to, you should send me anything surfing related because we talked about it last week that I would like surfing. So then I watched Surf's Up
She did.
because it's a surfing movie and it's penguins. And if you didn't know, penguins are my favorite animal in the entire world. Hannah learned something new last week. So I would love to get into surfing.
Yeah, I honestly think you'd like it a lot. If you have Apple TV,
Yeah.
okay, so you should watch Make or Break. It is so good.
I will write it down right now.
There's 2 or 3 seasons now. It's about the Pro Surf League, and it is wild, Emma. Like, I loved watching it. It was so crazy. And like, it's so dangerous. It's so dangerous. But
Yeah.
there are some really good looking guys. I think that you'd
I'm
enjoy it.
easy. Like, as long as there's like a cute athlete, I'll get into the sport and I'll learn about it. And you know what? And that's okay because that's how a lot of people got into Formula One. We watched Drive to Survive. You saw how handsome these drivers were, and you're like, I'm gonna learn everything I possibly can because I now have a crush on this one person.
Right, and then but there's also like growth from that. So now when we say that we love Formula One, we don't say we love Formula One because we think the athletes are cute. That's
That's a part of it, but it's also like
but
grown from that.
I don't even bring that up anymore because then you're inviting a lot of internalized misogyny into those conversations. So I don't even bring that up. It's you can have a starting point that no longer is the reason why you watch it. I don't watch Formula One anymore because I think that the athletes are good looking. I don't. I watch Formula One because I enjoy the sport.
That's
So.
fair. Except, okay, I'm gonna disagree with you for a second. I still
Okay.
think it's okay to just like watch something because you think the athletes are hot. If I'm watching tennis, it's because that one hot guy is playing, Tommy, not Tommy, Mateo, whatever.
Yeah.
And there is, you're right. Like, then you do open the door up to misogyny and like comments about being like, oh, you only liked him because of this. You only think that, whatever. But as like, that's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world because you're watching something because you're attracted to Charles Leclerc. You're still watching. Like, you still know what's going on. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, I think we are saying the same thing. I think I just don't like it being minimized down to that.
yes. Yeah.
Because I
That I
can't say
agree.
when there is like the comments like, "Oh, you only watch it because of that." Like, now you're minimizing everything that else that I like about it because of one thing that you think makes me lesser as a fan. So, I think we're kind of saying the same thing. I just don't like that to be the one reason that that I say because or let people think because there's so much more to it than that, if that makes sense. Like, if you were to watch a tennis match because you think Matteo Berrettini's hot, but then you end up finding like that you're actually really enjoying what you're watching, now there's two things going on. You're enjoying what you're watching
And I'm
and you
enjoying what
think
I'm
he's
watching.
mutually exclusive. They can both exist,
Yeah.
but I just don't like it when it's, you know, just boiled down to that one thing, because that's when it's like, you know, that's when we have to really prove ourselves as fans,
Which you shouldn't have to
which we
do.
shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm still gonna say if I think a driver is attractive.
For those listening on the podcast, when I say prove ourselves as fans, that was totally in air quotes,
Yeah.
as if like I don't believe that to be true, but that's what it would have said to
That
lots
makes
of
sense.
females. Anyways, do you have
Sure.
anything else on the Formula One front? It's been quiet.
It has been quiet. I think Drive to Survive season 7's been announced for March 7th, and that's only because I saw one TikTok about it,
Okay.
and then I believe everything that I see on the internet.
That's fair.
So, could be true, could not be true. I just saw March 7th.
Okay. Well, that's not crazy because it usually does come out like very soon before the season begins. And I believe I have my Motorsports 2025 list here. The season begins March 15th. So yeah, 1 week out, that totally checks out. Yeah. You should do what I do, which I now have I don't know how much you're on your personal laptop at work or if you have a work computer, but I have a sticky on my desktop that is like Motorsports 2025, and I had it last year too, where I just have like the date and like what's going on. Like I have, it just goes March 2nd, IndyCar St. Pete's GP, March 15th, F1 Australian GP, March 23rd, F1 Chinese GP, and IndyCar Thermal GP. Like you just, it keeps me aware of what's coming up next, if that makes sense.
You have a sticky note that has everything.
Like a sticky, not like a
Not
physical
like a
sticky.
physical. No,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like on like an app, like the app
Yeah,
that's
and then
on
I
that.
delete them as we go by.
Interesting. Why? Just to keep you in
But I can't
check?
because we watch too many motorsport
You
series.
know what? That's fair. If I will write them down in my actual calendar,
Yeah, that's
like my
fair.
paper calendar, and be like Vegas GP this day, or like
Yeah.
so I can't judge. I was judging for a second because I was like, Hannah, like it's just a race, but I'm actually the same, and it's not just races.
Especially when last year, remember when we had the, what did we call it? The track talk, whoa. The track talk triple header.
Oh my
The
God.
only reason I knew that those were triple header weekends is because I had it all written down.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do
If
that
we.
as I'm gonna put on Surf's Up in the background, but not Surf's Up, whatever you told me. Make or break,
Take a
make it.
break. Yeah.
Is that it? I'm gonna put that on and then I'm gonna go through. Actually, can you just send it to me? If you've already
My
done the work.
I've already done the work. Let me spare you some time.
Perfect. Amazing. That's all I need.
Well, and now if we, me, are inviting NASCAR into the track talk realm for 2025, there is the potential for a track top. Whoa,
Track
why do I
top.
keep doing that? A track talk quadruple header, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it exists, but it
It
might.
may. It probably does somewhere.
That'll be Emma. If that happens,
If that
we have to.
happens, we have to break it up. Like you watch two, I watch two, we watch the highlights of the other two that we miss. We like are someone,
Idea.
an energy drink has to sponsor us for that if we take on a quadruple
We should
header.
market this.
Be like, do
We
you want
should live
us?
stream it.
We should, we should. Oh, you're so smart.
If
You're
there's a
so.
quadruple header, we should live stream us watching and have like different people come in and watch with us to keep it like fun and fresh and funky.
You're so, this is such a good idea. Okay, now we have to go through the calendar. I say we, I mean you,
I will do it.
because you've already started.
I will do it. All I have to do is add NASCAR, so I will do it.
And WEC, because that was part of the triple header.
No. The triple header was, it was FE, F1, IndyCar.
Why did I say WEC? I meant FE. But you
Okay,
already have FE, right?
yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Perfect. So you can add NASCAR and then send me the list that you have. And if there is a quadruple header, we'll announce a fun little live stream
If
somehow.
there's a quadruple header, we should market for sponsors for a live stream, and we now have the ability to do so. So
I'm ready. This is what I have to look forward to. It's really nice when you have things to look forward to in life, and I think this is it for me.
I agree, and usually Januarys suck for me because I have nothing to look forward to, but going away this week has been kind of a saving grace this month, so yeah.
I mean, hey, 3 weeks ago I had a mental breakdown in my car. So, and now I'm going to Charlotte to talk about Ford. I love that.
Those things are both true. Yes.
I know, like I'm just excited. Like earlier this month there was nothing. I was like, what am I looking forward to? Absolutely nothing. But now I have
Do you know what I'm
Charlotte.
obsessed about?
What? What?
I don't have a Ford hat.
You can
Like,
buy one. They have a merch shop. They said that
I
they're gonna
know
have a
they
merch
do.
shop.
I need one.
You want one before?
Well, no, I probably have to wait. Ideally, I would have liked to have one before, but I will wait now. But it is not very often that I go to an event where I don't have a hat to wear. So.
Are you gonna wear? Never mind. We'll chat outfits later. Okay,
No, I probably will not wear a hat at the big event.
that's what I was gonna ask. I was like.
Maybe, but probably not.
Maybe you'll buy one there and then put it on, but you won't go in
Maybe
wearing it.
I feel like I can dress a hat up with any outfit that I wear, to be fair. So I feel like I probably could pull it off, but we'll see.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. And then we'll be in person too. I can't wait.
I know, yeah, I haven't seen you for a little while too, so. I'm Boston.
Can't
So
wait.
fun.
I think that might be it. I think that's all in the motorsport news.
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Me neither. But Alex Below is still living rent-free in my head and probably yours.
little bit, yeah. That was a really great commercial. I really am enjoying these commercials.
Me too.
And I listened to, I always listen off track with Hinch and Rossi. Wait, I have something to say.
I
You know that
hated how you did that. That
sorry,
was,
I know.
I don't know, that was so way too animated.
As I just remembered, I did want to bring something else up. You know that trend? I sent it to you this week. That trend's like, you're so funny,
Yeah.
thanks. And you give the trauma as to why you're funny. For example, I posted one this week on my personal TikTok that said, you're so funny. And I said, thanks. I went to Catholic school for 9 years. That's
Accurate.
silly, funny. Emma and I were peeing our pants laughing because I found one that the Canadian, non-Canadian listeners maybe won't get this, but this girl said she's so funny because she didn't sleep for 4 years because she thought that Terry Fox was going to break into her bedroom window and break her leg. And I thought that was absolutely fucking hilarious.
That's a, you know what? I res yeah, like I get it. Like Terry Fox was
I've
he
seen more. Lots of people were scared of him. Why were they scared of him? Were you scared of him?
I don't think I was ever scared of him, but I wasn't I wouldn't say I was scared of him, but I
Okay.
just feel like I learned so much more about him than I ever wanted to.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I mean, he's kind of a Canadian icon, but no problem.
Like, he's kind of part of history, but whatever.
He's pretty historical, but no problem. Okay, anyways, I'm bringing it up not to tell the Terry Fox story, even though that was a really funny moment, but because Christian Rasmussen has a personal TikTok, which I didn't even know, posts one and goes, you're so funny. Thanks. My teammate is Alexander Rossi. That is so funny. That is so fucking funny.
Wait, that's so good. I did not. Okay. I did not think that he would have it in him to post something like that.
Me neither,
That's
but
so good. Oh, I love
oh,
that.
I laughed my butt off when I saw that.
You need to send that. You need to post that on the Track Talk story so more
You know
people can see
what?
it.
I'm going to right now, actually, as soon as we get off this call, because that's too funny to, yeah. The people need to see it.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I'm gonna make
So
one.
hard.
I'll post one on Track Talk.
Yeah, I
Very
gave you an
good.
idea. One.
Yeah, Hannah gave me a good idea for it, so.
Okay. Finally, what I was saying before that is that I was listening to Off Track with Hinch and Rossi, as I do weekly, and they were talking, Alex was talking about Content Day, IndyCar Content Day. And he was, I won't like give all the details of what he said, but I'll sum it up. He just said that going into this, it's a content day through Fox now, not through NBC. So he knew things were going to be different. He said things were head and shoulders more organized, put together, exciting, than he's ever seen a content day ever be before. He said the amount of people, the staff went up. They had not only people who work for Fox, but also like independent contractors. He said the people that work for Fox that were there are the people that'll literally be doing Super Bowl ads and stuff like that. Like he said that it just was like nothing he's ever experienced before. The amount of stuff they had going on for the drivers, the amount of like engaging activities they had, the production value, he said it was just astronomical. So if that gives you any insight, also with the two commercials we've seen so far, if that gives you any insight as to what this IndyCar season will look like with Fox, you know, that's, yeah, take that.
I'm ready. I'm so ready. I don't listen to them unless you like tell me to listen to an episode, but I didn't know he said that, or I didn't know that was happening at Content Day. So that makes me so excited. Like I'm ready for Fox to take over IndyCar.
And this is someone, this is Alexander Rossi speaking, someone who doesn't really love to do the media side of things. And this is what
Someone who hates content altogether. If he's impressed
literally.
and he's like, this is actually really good. We're gonna take that as a really damn good sign that good things are coming.
You and I have been to our fair share of IndyCar events at this point.
We don't talk to Alexander Rossi.
Not only do we not talk to him, we barely see him.
Listen, I'm still traumatized from when we were doing that trend with Pato, and
I didn't see him.
we were in the trailer, and there was Aaron McLaren's staff there, and so we were like, oh my God, like can they move? Like can we have the space? And one of them turns around, is Alexander fucking Rossi. We're asking Alex Rossi to
Okay,
get
well, we
out of,
weren't.
we weren't, Chris, was it Crystal or Alex? I don't know,
Alex,
someone.
Alex. Alex, who works for Arrow McLaren, was asking them to move.
So the Arrow McLaren staff that we were working with asked Rossi to move for us to film a silly little TikTok video. I just remember making eye contact with him and he looked so like, what is going, like, why? Like I'm trying to work here. Like, I just was like,
Okay,
I'm so sorry. Like,
fair.
if I had known it was Rossi, I wouldn't have been like, oh, can he move? But do you know what I mean? But anyway, it was just like, I feel bad that we asked him to move.
I mean,
For the content, though.
I never really, I didn't, I must have been at the back of the line because I didn't see him that day, but he's definitely like in and out. Like if he has to go do something, he's like very in and out of the transporter. Like, so
Yeah.
I don't know. He's scary, but.
It's not even that he's scary. It's just that he's
No, I
not
think he's
there.
scary.
That's fair. He's just not there. And like, we don't. Anyway, so Alexander Rossi, I'm really sorry for asking you to move out of the way so I could film something with Pato. I will never do that again. Well, you're also not on the same team. Anyway, we can end it there. This was a. I don't even know. What was this? This was just another weekly roundup of motorsports news.
We are Track Talk.
Ciao for now.